for a very important date.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I am Deborah Lee. I will be giving you personal prophecy readings during the show. This method, as the intro stated, was handed to me by my grandmother well over 30 years ago now, when I was like 12. No, I was not 12, but wish I was 12 back then. But anyway, yes, we will be giving you personal prophecy readings. And so we're all on the same page. I am using an ordinary deck of playing cards for your readings. That is, you know, how this method is primarily done. And also bear in mind, it's the most effective tools you have in terms of getting a reading from anyone. It are choice and change. These are the tools that you'll see demonstrated during the readings that we do for callers and those who come to us through Facebook. And why I say that is because none of us can ever really say, oh, this is definitely going to happen. There are many fluctuations. The choices you make in your life impact you, and the choices that others are making are also impacting your life. So the cards will show potential for what is very likely going to become reality within the framework of your life. So I also want you to know that we will be using a 24-card layout for each of the callers. This might seem time-consuming, but I feel far more comfortable doing it this way with the full layout, which is what I use when I'm doing private, personal, you know, sessions, and rather than just doing a quickie card pull of randomness. That's really not my style. So with that all said, I'm now going to turn you over to the magnificent, the illustrious, the co-host, Jimbo Baggins.
Roger that. All right, we want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, to the folks out there in Blog Talk land and the folks in Facebook land, if you're an international folk, if you're actually currently in another country, you could be. We had some of our domestic folks have called us abroad, and we give them an international live shout-out. So tell us where you are, and yes, we'll give you an international live shout-out.
Like, for instance, you have people that are watching right now. If you don't put up an emoji or say hi, wave, we can't identify you as being here, and we'd really love to.
Sure, but if you feel comfortable being anonymous,
yeah,
we understand, especially first-time people.
Sure.
Because they might think there's some kind of scam trick thing here.
No scamming going on.
Well, the problem is when people see the word free, they're like, yeah, right. Got to be some gimmick, some shtick. Well, there isn't here, folks. Anyway, 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in, get in the queue, and get your free reading. We take them in the order they come in. When you call in, you'll get a message basically saying that you can listen to the show while you wait for your turn. And that's a true statement. You hear the show, I tested it, it's all good. You don't hear the show, you hear nothing, then there's a problem, Houston. So you got to recall, I guess. When we do take your call to go live, and you will be very aware of that, please do the following things if you legally and safely are allowed to do so. Please get rid of the speakerphone, get rid of the Bluetooth devices, go old school, phone to face, right up to your head. Do that, please. all your background sounds and noises, stuff that you may have turned on to occupy your time because you're on hold. Hold sucks. Or maybe things that are going on and you don't even realize it. Maybe you got a loud, like some people have old school dishwashers were pretty loud. You know, nowadays they're pretty silent. But anyway, stuff like that. You got a garbage disposal running its butt off. I don't know what you're doing, feeding it a bag of trash. Please knock all that stuff down. Also, the big thing is your movements. Don't do multitasking. If you walk around with a cell phone, it can get a little choppy. If you're outside, you can get some wind hitting it just right, and it sounds, a tiny little wind can sound like a hurricane if it hits it just right.
Yeah.
Than that little baby speaker on that phone. Speaker is more sensitive than people think, even though it's tiny. It picks up a lot of stuff. That's technology for you. And perfect world, sit in a nice quiet room, comfortable, quiet, like a library, and kick butt cell phone reception. And we ask you to do those things because your call goes to the cell phone world, and that's one thing. Then it goes to the blog talks, the internet site, comes out our computers and our computer speakers, and there is going to be some level of sound quality loss. It varies. Some it's not, you can't really tell. Some it's really bad. So if you can do all these things, it can make the reading go much smoother. It cuts down on the back and forth. What'd you say? Who, what, where? It cuts down on that.
Exactly.
And it speeds things up for all the folks that are on hold that don't want to get left out. For the folks that are on Facebook that cannot call in, typically, or anybody that cannot call in, you could be listening to Blog Talk, but you can't call in. If you are on Facebook, and we open the floor. We'll do some, and occasionally we'll open the floor to some questions that you folks to type in. But we'll let you know. Don't type them in advance and think I'm going to save them and put them in a queue. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. So should we start? We got to know. We do not shame on me. I almost forgot. Angel cards. Yes, indeed. Every day of the week except Fridays, which is tomorrow. Every day of the week we do some type of angel card reading. Tonight it shall be healing angel cards. So basically, obviously the subject is more healing. So it might not be more, hey, you know, you should do this and your career is going to go up. But there's going to be, there's still positive messages. And healing doesn't have to be physical all the time either. So, but when you hear the harp, please cease. I feel like, what do they call that? Cease and what? Those orders?
Desist.
Yeah, stop. Don't do that. Your reading with Deborah's got to come to an end. That's the break. That's the harp thing. It lets you know, all right, you guys are done interacting. It was cool, but it was free. It has a little time limit on it. We got to kind of watch the clock. Sometimes it gets ahead of ourselves, and I try to reel her in, but sometimes I am just as guilty and get caught up in it too. But when you hear the harp, I'm going to give you a healing angel card reading before we move on to the next color. It's all right. You ready? We're ready. We're going to go to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show. We think we know who our dynamic duo is here.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Pat.
Yes, he's with you, but he's snoozing?
Yeah. Sound asleep.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun thing.
I'd like to mention two things. Deborah, the person that didn't show up on this appointment was that family, the son, who was supposed to help me with the computer, and it was really odd. They didn't answer any texts, any phone calls, any Facebook. I think they were hanging up on me. Clearly, they were avoiding me. I don't know what's up with that. But
okay.
I don't know if you can read.
Probably.
The list I put on. Can you see that in the comments, Deborah, or can just Jim see that?
I am looking. I have yet to see anybody type a comment. Wonder if something's wrong.
All right.
Have you typed some things?
Okay. I did. In fact, I said you both look good tonight.
Uh-oh.
Oh, see.
Yeah,
oh.
Okay. That makes,
and look here, we've got seven people.
We got seven viewers, and nobody said a thing. That means my connection to Facebook is poo-poo. So the broadcast.
Okay.
Broadcast will not be screwed over. I'm going to kill
yes,
and bring
so
it back.
All of you stay with us.
Yeah, I'm not going to disconnect the viewing.
Don't you have to
I don't have to
start
touch the camera.
Show? Right. I'm saying to them, stay.
Me getting out of here doesn't.
Okay.
But go ahead. You can go ahead. You're just going to hear some
noise. Deborah, Deborah. All yeah. look, you look pretty, Deborah. I like that top. And Jimbo, you look handsome too. I can read off the names of the institutions if you want me to.
How many do you have?
The first question was, is he using a credit union bank? And then I have 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I can also name a couple.
Go ahead. What is this pertaining?
I spoke to the sheriff today, and it doesn't sound so promising. But again, yes, I have to find his bank and in order for the sheriff to know what bank to go to. And unfortunately, he always liked me paying cash. I always did. He said, did you ever write him a check? I'm looking in my bank history, you know, years back. I don't think I ever wrote him a check. So
did he ever write you up an estimate? Did he give you any kind of statement?
It doesn't put his bank on there.
No, but
yeah, that's
so you yeah. in your state, you're not able to go, which is was here. It's called for interrogatories where you don't have to know this kind of information.
So they make him come back
they
to
get
court
served, yes.
and have to provide financial information.
They have to bring the information.
No, this is the next step. The court told me this is the next step I have to do. I have to file a thing for finance, whatever, execution of finances, sure. and it goes to a sheriff. This sheriff said he will help me.
Cost your money if I don't. Telling her of these different institutions, which might be his, seems like it.
Well, maybe you can say, I don't know that you're going to be able to tell. Maybe you can say that it is one of them or you don't feel it is. Maybe just that, not which one. Because if you can't, it's a real tough, this is a very precise
thing. It's involving
thing.
A legal issue.
Well, not only that, it's also, yeah. it's also, this is tough when you start trying to pull out actual names of a bank of somebody that we haven't even talked to.
And I don't want to cost you money.
If she's wrong. She doesn't want to mess you up if she's wrong.
No, you won't be costing me money. I just want to make a suggestion to him. And, there's a small local one that I have a feeling it's a good chance that's the one he uses. And if you don't want me to mention them, I can just give you the first initial.
Cool. Do your best, Deb. But remember, this is totally a crapshoot, and the odds are not.
Yeah, it is. I understand.
Okay? And you're not going to screw her out of money. You're just... This is just
I understand.
I'm gonna look at first, the sheriff.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something.
Uh-oh.
I have an ex-husband that we often gave him money. And I remember when we first started, he was in Florida. We weren't sure which bank he was using. So we would go in and say, I'd like to make a deposit in so-and-so's account. And they would tell us, well, he doesn't bank here. And that was a way for our purposes. We were able to find out where he was.
How long ago was that?
Well, he's dead now.
No, but I'm just saying they're really funny now about stuff like that.
Oh, if you go to make money in someone's account?
Sometimes it's as stupid as it sounds. It's just paying somebody's bill can be a pain in the butt, even though they're getting...
All right, well, go ahead and give me the name.
They're right here.
All right.
Well, here's the big ones.
Yeah.
It's Webster, Bank of America, Chase, or Wells Fargo, and then she's...
Try Webster. Try Webster, Deborah.
Okay.
Yeah, and maybe you could at least narrow it down if you see it's a credit union instead of a bank, just maybe some kind of narrowing. And all she's going to do is like say this is a primary good possibility. It's not going to screw her over if you're not right.
Yeah, I'm not, pressure on you, Deborah.
Yeah, she's going to say maybe try these first, just maybe these, you know, these type of thing. Maybe give these a shot. That's what she's going to go. And all you folks out there that I've never had a connection like this on Facebook where everything was, I could type. But I couldn't see a damn thing anybody was saying. So international shout out to both Cho and Mike in the UK.
Hello, guys.
All you other folks that said hi and think, well, Jim's a rude asshole. Well, I didn't know you were saying hi. So I'm just going to say hi to you all now instead of trying to catch up.
Yeah, because it was blank.
It was blank. And we're like, wow, we got 7 people. Nobody's speaking. Like, what is this, like some kind of a strike? You know, remember people used to go on those silence treatment things that I piss everybody off and I'm getting silence treatment like women do? Except there's not just women in here. But anyway, all right, Deb, the floor is back to you.
I'm going to say no. that I feel that's not the one.
The local one or none of these at all?
Well, the Webster. She said do Webster.
Oh, Webster mainly? Okay.
Okay. How about Bank of America?
Yeah, I mean, Bank of America, Chase, or Wells Fargo. Maybe if you say, well, it's one of the three possibly, then maybe she could say, well, it might be one of these three. And,
yeah, but how much does it cost you each time you try to serve that paper?
Right. Well,
oh, I didn't know that, yeah.
What I found out from him is I think I could waive the fees. He said, if you're going to waive the fees, I'm not going to do it. I think the way it works is he goes after the money, and then he gets 15% on top of it. So I don't think I have to pay anything. I think he will be guaranteed even more money on top of what I get.
I guess that's I actually like that system. I wish they would do that here.
I do,
that's
too.
Kind of, yeah, because it sucks that we have to pay something, but they take a risk of never finding it at the same time, too. All right, cards are going down. Going down. Oh, I got to check my list, too. Tina, hi, Tina. I'm going to try to give everybody their hi. Mary from New York. I said hi to my international.
I'll tell you right now, that man changes bank accounts like you wouldn't believe.
Okay.
Because he has to, because he's a jockwad.
Yeah,
a jockwad.
These small businesses like he has, if they get a bunch of judgments, they can simply start up another LLC.
Yep. Goodbye.
Under a different name.
Goodbye, Bob's Auto Shop. Now it'll be Robert's Auto Shop, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. So this is terrible that he would cheat, you know, you, Pat. I mean, God, this is just terrible.
Yeah, she's
it, I believe
jerked.
It's one of the bigger ones. But I'm concerned that he may have changed his bank account. So.
Well, I mean, one of the bigger ones, Bank of America,
well,
Chase, are pretty big.
Chase, Chase and Wells Fargo.
Yeah, all three of those that were on that list, but you already talked about Rural Webster out, so it's just not jumping out. It is an interest. Nobody's asked this before that I know of.
He's a wily, slimy guy.
Yeah, he's a sleazeball. Yeah, you're not the first person that he's probably screwed over, and probably not going to be the last.
No, you're not the first.
You know, it's too bad.
Terrible.
It's too bad that these guys don't screw over some psychopath like Dexter. Remember, like Dexter on the show that like. I wish they would screw over a serial killer. Wouldn't that put a damn end to that crap quick, wouldn't it? All right.
And he was never a member of the Better Business Bureau?
No.
You'd have nailed him
there. Yeah, he's a member of the crappy business bureau.
Yeah, they have other websites, ripoff.com. There's a bunch of them out there where you can at least defame him, you know, and his business name. But I just hope that you get the relief that you deserve.
Yeah, maybe the sheriff will get lucky and maybe his own instincts will kick in, you know?
I'm going to ask.
If I find someone that knows a cop, could they find out something?
Maybe.
I don't know how a cop could find out because it's financial information. It wouldn't be any.
Right.
That's the only thing.
Now, see, years ago when I was managing a daycare center type of place, I had friends in the Navy system, what was it called, where they were at, when people would run off on their bills on me, I had to track them down.
Yeah, but this isn't gonna
they would, no, I'm just saying that there was a way for me to be able to sue them.
Well, the Navy is like one big financial institution. You don't have to try to guess.
It just kills me that the court will not.
It's a different place. They told her this is the next. It's different here. It's different wherever you live. It sucks.
Deborah, could you tell me what happened with this family today? Would you mind?
Take a quick look. Well, remember we couldn't get to everybody yesterday, so I'm going to take a quick look for you.
Thank you. Thank you, Deborah.
With dead air. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll set something up with you Saturday or Sunday, okay?
Yeah, I'll be scheduling. I know for sure I have somebody already set up for Sunday. So I will see how Saturday is going to play out.
All right.
Well, I really think you're going to get an apology.
Okay.
Yeah. And just remember, yes, it looks like, again.
This is on my end, of course.
Okay. Just remember, Pat, there is a big possibility they had an emergency in the family.
Yeah.
There's a female here.
It should be something they're embarrassed to talk about, right?
Or if they were at the hospital, if you've been to one lately, the connection is horrible to try to,
I was trying to Facebook them, and they were hanging up on me, and they've responded. They had all day to respond to my text, and I called. I think they were home. Their cars were there, and I was ringing the doorbell.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah.
I had to go back in again for the third. There we go. All right, let's see how this works out for everybody. All right, well, I'm not sure this is working out either.
I see
still.
An apology coming very quickly, and there's
a
female
around
that, they could have been having a great big family argument. You don't know the ins and outs of their private lives.
Okay.
Somebody could have fallen off the drug wagon.
Or just something.
Okay.
They said, we can't take calls right now. We got to just hang up on these. We can't even have
Thank
the thing.
Thank you, Deborah.
Well, that's the best I can do for you. I'm sorry. And here's Jim.
Archangel Sandalphon, I have heard your call for help. Your prayer will soon be answered. That's the healing angel
All
card.
Right. Thank
Sandalphon.
You both.
Well, you're welcome, Pat.
Yep, good luck. And, you know where to find us. We do not hide.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep, good luck.
I know that it's frustrating.
Hey, look at that.
Sometimes the cards don't quite zero in on certain issues. Maybe because they're still too, sometimes I think nebulous. They're still too, I don't know. Jim, maybe you.
I don't know what the hell you're even trying to say.
I'm trying to say that I feel bad when the cards don't come through with the information that, say, a reading recipient wants.
Yeah, but
yeah,
that it's a reading of what looks like is going to happen. If you could take those cards and make shit happen, our asses wouldn't be here.
Now, here's another thing. He wanted her, he encouraged her to pay in cash. You know what that is?
Yeah, that's why that is.
That's why that is. Because he is pocketing it.
Because he knows that if you write a check, he has to cash it, and then there's a financial footprint on that.
Yeah, there is.
You'll see it. You don't even have to do any research. You'll find out.
And I am concerned that he plays games with his bank account, and probably knew that Pat would go after him that way. Because this isn't his first rodeo.
Well, and if it's cash.
Yeah,
he doesn't have
to account for that.
He could have a bank account under some LLC you don't even know exists, like Bob's Washing Machines or something, where he puts cash into it, which is virtually you'll never find out, ever. Which is not encouraging, but I'm just saying.
Well, she could always turn him in for tax fraud. You don't have to have the evidence.
You've got to have some evidence.
Well,
otherwise, everybody gets pissed off. Everybody, they're just going to say, tax fraud, and IRS, they suck already. They would really suck if they had to investigate every time a guy dumped a girl dumped a guy, and I said, I'll just tell the IRS you're doing tax fraud. They can't. You got to have evidence.
I thought that
tax
records are in the public domain.
No, they're not, actually. That's at a courthouse. No, you have to get. They have to be released. Tax records have your Social Security number. Do you want that in the damn public domain, your Social Security number?
I would think
I think not.
They would redact certain information, I would think.
It's not in the public domain. No.
I wonder how our folks that are in the UK, is it easy for you all to track somebody down that owes you money, possibly a business
without
person?
Using, muscle?
Mm-hmm.
It was all getting a couple fellas to go there and rough them up, shake them down like the old days. And that's what this jackwad needs.
He needs
a group of good old boys that roll up and say, you owe her how much? It would be a shame if somehow you had a whole bunch of frickin' damage that like quadrupled how much you should have just paid this chick. That would be a damn shame. And especially if somebody fell and got hurt. Wouldn't that be a shame, Jackface?
And you have how many children?
Or whatever. Just say, yeah.
Well,
but
I
yeah,
have to
okay,
tell
well,
you.
You know what? I understand. It's important for you to screw somebody. We got you.
Before I was even born, I've heard through the family that my own father was muscle for the mafia. When people would renege on gambling debts, they would play the ponies or they'd play, betting stuff on games.
It was tough to play ponies back in those days in Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, they didn't do it in Duluth, but I'm saying he worked between cities.
I'm just saying, and the whole state of Minnesota, there wasn't no internet. But anyway.
But he spent a lot of time
sports betting is most likely.
Most likely.
Most likely.
And the thing is, though, he and two other guys, they are big guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Rock, we got to roll. And we have to go to...
No.
So I assume...
Hey, you guys.
Bring it on.
Hello,
bring it on.
Hello.
All right, what you got cooking?
Four hour conversation.
Really?
Holy crap, did your cell phone die?
Really?
4 hours? I don't know if I can talk on my cell phone for 4 hours.
You know what? there were breaks at times, but this is the thing, Deb. I need for the cards to really, whatever jumps out, I need to hear it because I am the one that always calls him. I'm one that always texts him. I think he's maybe called me once or twice, and since I've looked here in October. And the other part about it is I want to know if he's the manipulator, if the cards are saying that, because I told him this morning, last night he told me, because I was waiting to hear back from him. He has something that's come up with himself physically, a medical issue with his bladder or something, and he didn't tell me what it was. He had just said the other day he didn't want to talk, and that was fine. But then he had asked me to go to this event, and I really didn't want to go. And then I had sent him a text, can I talk to you and give an update? He didn't respond at all until 4 hours later last night. And then he said, oh, I just got your text, which I thought, I wonder if that's a lie, because I know he was out with people. And then, so I talked to him last night, and I said, you know, I really don't want to go tomorrow. And he said, well, if you do, let me know. Call me as early as 7. So I called him at 7, and we talked a long time. And I started out by saying, I don't want to go anymore with anyone anywhere. I said, I'm used to going places just by myself. And he said, well, I won't cramp your style. I won't you trying to talk me into it, into going with him. And I said, no, I do my own thing. Meaning, I made up my mind. You know, he's out having a hullabaloo time. I'm here pining away for him. And I just put my foot down. And so I thought, I wonder, for having these lengthy conversations we had today with each other, I wonder if it's because he thinks he's still trying to draw me in as part of his fan club. Because during the course of our conversation, he mentioned a woman, he kept mentioning her, how when he was talking to her last night or whatever, she responded this way and that way. And I'm thinking, is this guy a manipulator? Or did I say something that triggered him? I don't know, because I was saying, you know, someone in a group situation that I had gone to, and it was a guy, it was a retired doctor, had said such and such. So I'm just wondering if he's trying to keep me as part of his fan club and he's not really interested. You know, that's what I want the cards to tell me.
Well, first of all, I do not see that he is a manipulator, which the cards would appear totally different.
Question one.
And we have gone through this question so many times that
you've asked the
I don't see it changing.
But it's good that she asked it more than once, I guess, because remember that sometimes if you keep asking it in different ways. So I think that's pretty much.
Well, you know, because
he's not.
Because like okay, he's not. Well,
no, but
I don't know. You know, he'll
he's
say
trying,
things like
he's trying to not pursue you because he's hurting you. Okay, he's not ready to take this to another level.
Yeah, and typically somebody that's manipulating or playing a game has an end thing they want. They have a goal. This is why I'm doing this, because I want to achieve this. And you're not seeing any of that.
No.
Yeah.
No, he's been manipulating you for money.
Yeah,
or
money or sex.
Or something.
Or
but,
doing
or
my laundry.
Ruling over him.
I don't know that.
Well, the relationship between you has changed.
But I don't know that.
It was a light and fun and,
drooling over, if he knew that she was drooling over him, I don't know if that would be a goal of his. Oh, I'm so glad she's drooling over me.
I feel
I don't
like.
Think so, but I don't have the cards.
He's wanting to cool things down, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Okay, think of it right now. If he was like a potential boyfriend who you were just as interested in, there was no gay stuff involved, how would you feel right now? Like he's dragging his feet? You know what, Jim?
The only issue, and I see where she's coming from, is they talked on the phone for 4 damn hours. He could have made 1,000 reasons to end that conversation.
Oh, I think he enjoys her country.
Country? Hey, you talking about country? What are you talking about there, woman?
God. It sounds like a Freudian slip, don't it?
Oh.
I meant her company.
You were spelling country a little differently, weren't you?
See you next Tuesday, kind of thing.
Oh, you dropped an O.
You know, and it's like when I called in a few calls ago, and Jimbo had said, we can analyze every sentence. And I tend to do that. Like, you know, I think, okay, he said, I don't have a wife. He said that today during the 4-hour conversation. He said, because I want him to go see something. There's something I really want him to go see with me. And I've told him that. I said, if you go out today at all, just take 1 second. I just want to talk to you about it. I don't want him to go anywhere with me at all, period. You know, to any events or anything I'm going to. I want to go fly solo because I want to open my chances in meeting more friends. And I did tell him that. I said, I just want to expand my social circle. And he knows I'm unhappy here. He knows all of that. So anyway, I was trying, I said, just if you go somewhere today, just take 1 second to go with me. And then I just want you to see us so we can talk about it. I said, I just want a live person to talk, to kind of pass ideas or thoughts. He said, well, I'm not going anywhere today, but he said, he's very vague about it. I know he responds to his other friend, who's a guy friend, very quickly, spends a lot of time over there, meets a lot of people. I mean, that's what it sounds like. And I just feel he's so selfish, because he knows that he would want to horn in on any action that I have potential, and it's not his, he's not, I've explained it to him. I want to fly solo because I want to meet more people. I want to expand myself. And he said, I won't cramp your, and then when we're getting off the phone, he said, well, are you going to go over there? It was this event. Are you going to go? He said, because I'll follow you. And he still was not letting go. And I said, no, I'm not going to go. I'm too tired. But anywho, it just seems like we go in circles over some things, and it's mostly to please him.
Well.
I have with her on the what the hell's going on thing.
I get that. But
I'm right on. I don't even know what's going on exactly. 4 hours is a long damn time to be on the phone. That's all I'm telling you.
I don't feel that he's trying to play any kind of psychological game with you.
He would have some kind of goal.
But if it's becoming just disturbing for you, maybe not call, maybe not text him, and just leave him alone for a while.
And you said you always initiate the calls. Maybe say, you know what? putting the ball in your court, and I'm going to do my thing and see if you actually will initiate some damn calls.
Yeah, see what happens.
Well, you know what? I have told him. I've told him repeatedly, I've lost your number. I'm deleting it. I don't have it anymore because I do call and text you too much, I think. He says, well, here, let me send it to you again. And I said, no, I don't want it. And then something will come up inevitably.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then, okay. I guess so he's keeping some kind of contact in, obviously, because he won't let you forget his number. Well, but you don't see manipulation. Okay, so that's important. Now, Deb, does he have a screw loose?
Here's the thing.
Or does he? Is it that simple that he has a screw loose, Deb? Yeah, are we overthinking this? That maybe he's a little bit batshit crazy. And we're not even looking at that.
No, I'm gonna tell you something.
Sometimes we overthink everything. Us humans, not just women.
I have generally always been friends with men. I get along with them better. Women are catty, deceptive. Devious, blah, blah, blah.
The men are real nice to you because you look good and they're thinking, panties. Go ahead anyway.
But and also I was a journalist with our local newspaper for 12 years. Had to go and talk to all kinds of military men. There's an expression they use that I have written about when I was still writing for the paper. It's called the grab. And when they feel the grab, it makes them wanna kind of.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I've never heard anybody give it a label.
Oh, well, I have. I've gone drinking with all these guys and stuff. I know.
I've been on two aircraft carriers with thousands of guys,
yeah, but,
and I've never heard it had a damn label.
But
are they all bubbleheads and air fags?
Maybe
that's why. I don't know.
You've said that men don't talk. Oh, you know, intimately with each other.
But it doesn't matter. I have 100. But they had to if they were relaying labels. I agree with what you're saying. I just never heard it given a label. Mm-hmm. And they feel all of a sudden that they feel like, the hooks are coming in now. I got to run.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think maybe.
But I never heard it
for him.
Label.
You crossed a bit of a line where it's made him uncomfortable. But yet he enjoys you.
See, no.
So it's the same with you. You've wanted to cut him off, and yet you can't either. So
it sounds like it's a little bit of multiple things. It's a little bit of that. I still think maybe 10% of it's some batshit craziness. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't see that either. I just see him very. He's very confused about his own sexuality, about emotion. You know, men don't just get real demonstrative. Like with women over their emotions. You even said that too, Jim.
Say that again.
About emotions.
I'm noticing
you
that.
Guys,
I'm not seeing anybody typing anything again.
Oh, geez. Are you guys still there?
Well, there's viewers there. I see them.
Yeah, but I wonder if they can.
Well,
I
asked. Go ahead back to Lisa.
Okay.
I took care of it.
You said love is kind of difficult for men. I just said to my own son here.
It depends.
At the start of a new relationship, she said, he's 29. She said to him, I love you. And he said, Mom, it scared the shit out of me. I couldn't say I love her back.
You don't have to.
I said, you don't.
He tells me he loves me. This is the thing. He'll say, not in today, but he will tell me. He tells me that. He says, I love you. And then I said, well, I love you back. And then
go down and talk about
the core of this whole thing is that he is comfortable in the gay world. The hetero world scares him. And maybe it's because he's had traumatizing, maybe his mother was a shrew. Maybe he had a sister. Maybe he was molested by a female relative. All these things, there's trauma.
Well, first of all, let's back off on this I love you thing. I hear you tell like half the people you know, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I do.
You say it to people you've never met, clients.
I love them.
So then don't take that word so hard is what I'm saying. That's why I tell her all the time, when you say you love everybody all the time, the word starts losing.
But, you know, this is something I've told him, I've explained to him earlier on when I kissed his hand, put my mouth all over his arm and everything, and I said I'm very confused. And then after that, I said to him, we need to establish boundaries. You can't go here. You cannot be seductive. You can't talk to me like that. And now he's using
you know, on a heat. I love you. So, I mean, that's why I asked, is he playing me? Is this a manipulator? Because I wouldn't be telling anyone I love them if they had told me I'm confused.
He's emotionally torn. If he was my client right now, I would really kind of feel...
you would say to him, go to bed with Lisa.
Probably would.
I would say, you bang her a long time now. You bang her. You do that now. You do that. You use that thing you've got.
4 hours.
4 hours. You bang her 4 hours. It's like a whisker biscuit buffet. You just go 4 hours.
You know, I have been so transparent with him.
And that's good. Love is thanks. It's not a weakness.
I had something to say and I lost it.
Well,
but
you were
okay.
Saying it's a boomerang. It'll come back.
No, sometimes my boomerangs come back like 5 years later. You know,
I do want to be fair to you, Lisa. I see here in your cards, this is really, really tying you up in knots emotionally. It's like you feel, here's what I think from your cards. You feel like this was the worst thing that could happen to
you
right now.
I had a question, that's what it was.
I have
a question.
You know what?
I have a
All right,
I would never choose to live here.
Yeah.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
I would never chosen to live here if I'd had a crystal ball and saw all this garbage going on. And the other thing is I'm laying boundaries. I'm telling him I'm not going anywhere with him at all publicly. And I've told him when he's talking to me, he yells. He has a very loud voice in the front door area. I tell him, keep your voice down. I don't want the public to know that we're having these conversations. You know, I want him to go with me. I've told him that to see something I want to show him. It's a project I'm working on so I can discuss it with him. But I'm laying down the boundaries. I was very clear, and I'm not ever going to go with him anywhere at all. It's going to be me flying solo because he was saying, he's trying to talk me out of it. He said, you know, I won't cramp your style up. You know, I said, no, it was okay before, but I can't do it now. I have to do this on my own. I want to extend because, you know, he disappears for 4 hours at a time and he doesn't text me back and I'm waiting for him. And I told him that I was waiting for you and I don't like this. I need to do my own thing in my own time. I don't want to go with you anywhere. I don't. And I don't want to try to find out if you're still going. I don't want that. My responsibility.
Okay.
I'm solo.
This relationship is starting to seem like it's almost slipping into girlfriend boyfriend territory, where the girlfriend is saying, "I don't want to go out with you anymore because it hurts too much when I'm with you." Because
you won't take the next step, and I want to take the next step.
And
yet,
yep.
You won't back off at the
and
same
yet,
time.
All right, this goes to all the people on Facebook. You see that? You see what I'm holding up? Okay, this is Lisa, the Queen of Hearts.
Okay.
This is him. He's the King of Diamonds.
Okay, what's in the middle?
And in the middle is strong, meaningful relationship.
And what designation
everlasting.
Does that come from?
What did you say?
She says, Hopkinas. Of course, I would assume it would be fully erect.
Take a bath with him. Take a bath with him.
In the shower curtain.
Oh, there we go. Watch out for the prickly cactus. Beware.
What would surprise you?
You know, you gotta watch it. You know what? I'd be afraid as a guy.
What?
If I was in if I saw a shower curtain that had prickly cactus, that was like there was anal sex stuff going on. I think I would face my butt away from it when I was washing it to be safe.
What are you, my
you know, I
just don't trust
I
the shower.
Part of
make
this.
I'm my
for me, part of this for me, this whole stupid thing that's going on between you and I is calling you guys.
I gotta tell you something that Jim just reminded me of.
Uh-oh. Sorry about that. No, go ahead.
It's like homophobia. For instance, when I was back in the Army going through medic training, we had, you know, the dummies, the dolls. and they were anatomically correct, and we were practicing catheters, inserting a catheter.
Oh, I guess it would have to be anatomically.
And the trainer would say to a guy, okay, private, you take that penis now and just, and you know, you set this guy up and said, I'm not touching that dick. And and we're all looking at him, we're going to get in trouble, and we're saying, get a hold of the dick and do it. No, he said, I am not great. And it turned out a real thing that I think some men fear, that it was like Andrew Dice Clay said, either you suck dick or you don't suck dick. And then he also said, never tried it. How do you know you wouldn't like it?
I never heard
it?
Him say that.
Just watch the documentary on it.
But anyway, I have a serious question. Lisa, I have a serious question. Now, you guys talked a lot about his past relationships.
Yeah.
Did he have a lot of bad experiences?
Yes, he had two, and they were bad. They ended badly.
So I think he's kind of broken there.
And you represent nature versus nurture.
Well, and also, I think he's like broken in that he likes to go in and wants to grab a hold and get somebody, and then he's like, "But or do I? Or am I going to get hurt again or something? I don't know."
You scare him.
You know.
You might scare him that way, even though it wasn't the same.
And did he ever have sex with a woman? Was he ever in love with a woman?
You know, I got the impression, I'll have to clearly ask him that, but I got the impression, just from what he had broken down to me, is that he said at one conversation, he said, and then I discovered I was gay. So, I don't know. I haven't grilled him or played.
Maybe it was a bad
guy, just a
back
man.
You know, I mean, if he only did it once with one woman, maybe it was just a bad piece of ass.
You know.
I have news for him. I have a news flash. I do love sausage. So.
She loves the Wiener Schnitzel. She does. What were all the euphemisms? She likes the giggle stick.
Giggle stick.
I've heard them called giggle sticks. Yes. The vertical. Yeah. Oh, there's all sorts of names.
In the conversation we were having today, because I did sleep last night, I did say that at one point. I said, because I was rambling and he was rambling on, and I simply said something to that effect in the way that, it was in context, probably should not have even said what I already said, but, and he didn't say anything. He didn't jump on it.
So to speak.
And I was just making. Yeah, I was making a point about something, and had I been talking to, I just felt comfortable in saying that to a girlfriend. I don't think I have any girlfriends where I would say something like that to, though, you know, and that graphic.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Well, you know, I hate to say this because it's so, society thinks it's so negative now.
What?
But if these two were drinkers, this would already be behind.
Oh, alcohol. Yeah. Alcohol. Oh my goodness sake.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would do a study on how many children are on this planet because of alcohol. I would love to know.
So Deb, the cards are actually saying what you just said. I mean, is that true? I don't have to get my
dangling.
About what?
Well, that I'm the queen and he's the king.
Yes, I held it up for them. They will vouch. And between you, what an everlasting relationship.
And now that is, it's a card. You know, that's your representation on a card, right?
They were both there together.
No, but she said, I'm a king and he's a king. I'm a queen. The king and queen.
Yes.
Thing. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But that doesn't have a royalty thing, right?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Here's the question I ask. If a king and queen, it doesn't mean they're going to be together just because one's a king and one's a queen, right?
You mean in the deck?
You said he's the king, she's a queen representing the deck. Now, some
and
people
would
think
he loves so hard
just
there.
That doesn't mean that.
He isn't represented as a jack or, you know, a jack because as a king, he's considered an old soul. He's considered to be very wise and, you know, and as a diamond, that means that he has a very good sense with making money, keeping money, spending money, and you as the heart is that you live your life from your heart.
Well, and then you saw the love card between us.
And I really think that's why he's so drawn to you, because he knows you love him. Oh, my God.
She has still not.
He does?
Yes.
He's still not opened the reading to the past life thing.
Oh, we haven't.
You haven't done that yet.
He knows that I love him. He knows that.
Guys that have joined us on Facebook, come on. You know what I'm saying. He may
oh
die.
But he doesn't know that he loves me, so it's like he has the power.
That's why I think there is some sort of trauma for this guy.
That's what I was asking. That's what I asked about. What some kind of past thing, and you think it might be a past life thing.
Yes, so very much so.
All I know is
we got to do that.
Some chick that looks good that puts her mouth on anywhere on my arm and I'm single, it's on. Oh, it's on. That is a sign.
Well, he was all ready to play. He was all ready to play. I don't know how far it was going
to
go, but he jumped out at me.
That's like we're going all the way to the end of the world.
Why don't you just let yourself go?
Brown chicken, brown cow, big time on that, baby.
Let nature take its course, and you may walk away from that thinking, ooh, I think the fantasy was better than the reality.
Sometimes it is, isn't
it?
That's really true. I haven't been so hungry to go to bed with him. Mostly it's just, you know, it's like a twinning of the souls or something. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I know. I heard the ring-a-ding-ding bell. So
well,
I'm listening to my archangel call.
You said you haven't been hungry to go to bed with them so much, except that you imagine his naked body all the damn time. So I beg to differ.
Well,
differ.
It would just be so cool just to go to the next step and just saying, how are we going to... Let's talk about this. You know, let's explore this.
So just sleep together.
So she could ride the baloney pony.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, my God.
Hey, there's no shame in that. There is no shame.
And you know what is a shame? You know that? It is.
Well, I don't want to speak from experience. But I've had many a bologna sandwich. I never thought that it could taste like a pizza. But I am not a woman, and I wouldn't know that.
God.
I'm just telling you, Deb.
So funny.
That's a very intimate act, just sleeping together.
Unless somebody snores all the time. Unless it could be a classic, combination of classic snore / parter, too.
Oh!
Then you got two dudes.
That's what I'm saying to you, Deb, about the play and the play time and all that. Because he'll say, you know, when I say, I've said it, I don't know how many times, 6 times maybe already, Tim, I've lost your number. I call you too much. I don't want it. Oh, here, let me give it to you again. He's always doing that, always.
He doesn't want to lose you. And he can't understand why there's such a magnetism. And it's, I'd like an animal magnetism, too. This guy is really hot to trap for you. But screws him up because gay relationships are less, what would you call it? Less frightening, I guess? Less.
I don't know.
The two men romp, you know, and then they get up and.
I don't think you're being fair to that.
Well, I know a lot of them fall in love and stuff, but I'm saying
a lot.
For
it's
this
same but different.
This guy.
The plumbing's different. That's it. I think you should not say that there's any kind of different love-hate thing. But anyway, who am I? Because I am not, you are not, we are not.
Wow.
And we are going to go to
we got to give you your card.
But we're going to be here for Friday night.
Okay.
Yes,
but you've got to call. If
the
you're,
subject.
If you're available, you have to call
we
us.
We shall
tomorrow.
Be here Friday. The subject of your healing card, subject is truth.
Oh, boy.
The best way through the current situation is just to speak your truth. Contrary to what you may think, no one will be hurt if you express exactly how you feel.
And Cho just said a mouthful.
Oh, I missed it. What did he say?
He said, alcohol is like a truth serum.
It can be.
Yes.
It's 50-50.
Well,
sometimes
it's not.
Sometimes it is.
I've drank in years. Yeah.
Well, not for you so much.
Well,
but
do you guys smoke weed or anything? Do you,
partake? Oh, he does. I don't do that. He does. He does that. That's what he does. I don't do that.
And he probably
gets too much on my.
You know, a lot of men say that makes their testicles tingle.
Well, anyway, real quick, I want to go back to what Joe said. Alcohol can be a truth serum, but some people, when they're angry, it makes them say things they don't feel just to piss off somebody. So you got to watch out for that. Otherwise, they'd just feed alcohol to everybody.
Oh, that's true.
Everybody
Jimbo's right. Jimbo is right. You're so right.
It can be.
I've called boyfriends in my drinking days, and I don't even remember what I said to him. Yeah,
exactly. Sometimes your emotions come out.
The drunk calls.
Yeah, sometimes your emotions come out, and they say a whole bunch of things that you really don't mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We all been down that.
Maybe it's deep down in your soul.
And then the cringe of the next day. Oh, my God.
Oh, what did I do? Yeah, it sucks, especially when there wasn't any friends around. If you have friends around, they can say, hey, dude, here's what you said.
Yeah.
So you can plan damage control.
Yeah.
But it was your Jeep. You just had a call, and she says, you know what you said to me last night?
A lot of times I didn't.
I don't. Hey, Lisa, are you going to be able to call us tomorrow?
Well, if I have another, I mean, it seems like every day there's some kind of event between us.
Well, I'm just curious.
Maybe we'll get married tomorrow.
No, I don't know if you guys are going to go out and do like the bedroom Olympics or anything like that. I don't know.
We expect a full report after that.
Well, if you do bedroom Olympics, we understand. Yeah. I want to find out who got a gold medal and who disqualified. I don't know.
And if remember those back in the day that saw the movie 10 with Bo Derek.
You got Dudley Moore.
Yeah, and he had this fantasy about her.
Yep.
It's quite humorous. And when he finally got the chance to get laid with her, you could almost hear like the wind going through her head. She was so
I loved
dumb.
Everything about her except her hair.
Those
I didn't like that braided thing for her. But, it was 70s. It was out there, a new style thing, but it is what it was.
Okay.
She did have nice fake boobies.
She did. Weren't they fake? I didn't hear she had a boob job.
You didn't hear that? Well, then, of course, she couldn't have. But she didn't hear about it.
All right, Lisa.
Yeah, they might not have been. I make assumptions. You're right. All right, Lisa.
You're such a hoot.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, love it.
You guys are too.
Yes. And remember, hey, you're at a point now, I think I would not feel bad about speaking your mind.
I think you should. Put it on the table.
And
what have you got to
lose? You got nothing to lose.
I don't even know what to say.
Say what
you
want.
Say
what you want to say, but you keep yourself from saying it. Think about that. You don't even know what
One technique that I offer to my clients when they have a difficult conversation coming is I will tell them, especially if they're not drinkers, because alcohol does loosen the tongue and helps you, but the thing is I would tell them, pretend you're in a scene in a movie where the script is calling for you to say how you really feel. Okay, and sometimes that helps. And
when we're having our conversations, it's fun and we enjoy each other, and then I just feel like there's nothing more to say to them. I mean, in that regard, like, oh, my God, you have a sexy voice. I've already told them that.
I feel bad.
Why?
Because I've had these relationship things where I've had phone conversations for 2, 3, 4 hours. But it wasn't long when we were banging away. Usually it was very shortly thereafter.
Everybody's pretty fast now.
No, I'm just talking like many years ago. Usually when you start getting that deep in these conversations, you're like one sneeze away from being knee deep in whisker biscuit. Okay, but anyway, whatever. As a guy, I'm just saying. All right, anyway.
By the way, before we let you go,
yes, Lisa.
I wanted to tell you, this is for everybody, I really don't like the technical terms for genitals, and I came up with new ones.
You mean the medical terms?
Yes.
It's the medical terms.
Did you come up with?
I think that vaginas should be called princessa. Okay, like
yeah, because that's very medical related to Latin. But all that stuff, yes.
And the penis should be called Spike. I'm Spike.
No, that's a lot of times when couples get together, they'll give little pet names.
Me too. Did you ever what, Simba?
You know,
I respect the woman that did that. I respect the woman that did that.
And you should tell him, want to see Princessa?
Yeah.
I wonder what it would be like to watch a porn movie with him. You know, maybe, you know.
Well, what kind of porn movie would it be, Deb?
I don't know. That's the I don't think they mix everything up.
They do.
They do?
Oh, come on.
Men and men and women and...
Yes, America... That's another story. We'll talk about it. We could talk about it on another show.
Yes, we will.
Now, I'll be honest. I am not a porn movie kind of guy, but there was like...
Oh, are you fibbing
porn,
now?
Actual porn movies from beginning to end, right?
No, but he was... I should tell that. No,
I'm just saying that's the end of it. And I was going to say, but there was a couple I was in possession with in the Navy.
Yeah.
And that's for another show.
Oh, it is. When we do.
And I didn't pay for it. I came into possession of it.
Men from other divisions were calling him down.
Well, yeah.
Because they want it on the list. You should have made them pay.
That'll be another show.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. When you're in the Navy and you got books and media and stuff, you share it. You just get it back. You don't charge for that kind of stuff if it's books. Or if you guys got a Game Boy and you have the same cartridge, share.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Lisa, you are the star.
Thank you, guys.
Really. We're going to see this through to the end.
Yes, and eventually, and it's whenever you're comfortable, you got to pick a day when you want to explore the past life thing.
Yes, I'd be fascinated.
But it's not going to be that laughy, ha-ha-ha stuff right away. It's going to be slow at first, right? It's the first time you do it. And it's going to be peeling an onion when you get into past lives.
It is, kind of.
So you got to decide when you're ready. And maybe you want to wait till this, I don't know, it's your call. It's your dime, like we say, when you call in.
Well, Deb, it's good that tell me he's not a manipulator, because that is really what, you know,
no.
I think, you know, after telling him I'm not going anywhere more with him at all, period, and then we're on the phone for 4 hours, I thought, and then he was saying, see, he says things, he uses words from past conversations, like, I don't know, it's just weird, and I'm thinking, am I being manipulated? Things that I have said he'll bring up, and I don't know, who knows?
Well, like I say, I think he's at war with himself. Towards you, wishes you were a man because he'd be all over you.
But the big deal is he's not intentionally playing you.
No.
That's what really matters.
And
even if he's doing it and it's not intentional, then he's not a villain.
I don't think it's in his nature.
And maybe he's got broken a couple times that hurt him really bad, so he's kind of weird about how he deals with people. But it's not intentional. That's what you asked. He's not, because if he was intentionally playing with you, there would be some kind of end game. It could be, if he's a real asshole, just to screw you over, which I can't, he's not a woman hater because he doesn't have relationships with women. So I think he's just a little bit broken relationship-wise, period. But that's my opinion, and I do not have cards. I have nothing.
Lisa, we'll keep looking at this for you. We will do that.
Yes, and
thank you.
And if you ever replace the shower curtain, you have to let us know.
Yes. You should take a picture. I'd like to see it.
You should take a picture on the inside
I
and
mean,
the outside.
Every time now, every time I get in there, I say to myself, this is so clearly, the image is so clear here. No one could mistake this. It's just probably the way the light comes in from the window.
I've never seen it.
Yes, we do.
It almost reminds me of those psychological tests where they put that little ink blot image and say, what do you see? And somebody says, I see a bumblebee. And somebody says, I see a guy with a lot of woman from behind. Everybody sees something different. So let's see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. We love it. I love her.
We love her long time. A lot of long time.
Yes, we do. So you take care. And all right, hon, we'll talk soon.
Yeah, we will be here tomorrow for our Friday Rumble card show.
Yes. Oh, yes, we
will. No angel cards, boy. Nope. All right.
No, let's go. We got to get to our other people.
Yeah, we're going to go to our other folks. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's wonderful being there for
Thank you.
Awesomeness.
Yeah.
And we are with you all the way.
Yeah.
We are with
you. Thank you.
And make sure you keep that shower curtain clean.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to the next caller, and I've extended the show, so nobody's getting screwed right off of that.
Hello?
It is.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Meet Melissa.
How are you?
Hi, Doctor. That was so much fun. I even laughed. I feel like I was there with y'all. Y'all so nice. Thank you so much for taking my call, and thank you.
Well, I'm glad you thought it was entertaining.
Thank you very much.
Lisa and Jim have such a sense of humor. So we were very entertained.
And you have to be able to laugh at yourself.
You do.
Otherwise, you're going to suck trying to have fun. But anyway,
Melissa, where do you want us to go?
This is sweet Melissa's time.
For your reading.
It's all you, Melissa.
Thank you so much. Can you please, you said something about court being, papers being, serve, and I think you mentioned him. Is it him or is it somebody? What's the purpose? And another question on it was that know him for almost 2 years now. Well, I don't know. And I think last year only ignored me less than 20 times. But beginning of this year, he's not responding right away. I don't know what is he doing right now. Like, is he like, giving me a lesson to learn? Or we go back to a normal in February?
I definitely hope it's not that, because that would not be appropriate. Nobody should be giving anybody lessons on anything at this point. But Dev has the cards and I do not, right?
Thank you, Dev.
Oh, you're welcome, hon.
Well, I'm glad that you were very patient. She has been holding
since
long before the show started, even.
Yes, thank you.
She was like at the 15 to 10 minute mark before the hour. So we like that you people hold that long.
Thank you.
I don't know that I could do it, but at least I get to listen to the show. So that's good. So we like that. That's cool.
Fun. I enjoyed it.
Well,
that's
awesome. We like to hear it. We like to hear positive feedback, because if we're doing something wrong, we also want to know that. And I just did something stupid, so.
Oh, geez.
No. Just
keep going.
It's going to make noise when I go back in.
Okay, here's what I have for you, Melissa. I believe that this woman, that lady is really shrewd. What, the woman you told, whose name begins with O?
Yeah.
It's very shrewd, and I believe she's made some threats to him about you, okay? And he's trying to keep you on the down low right now. So if you're not hearing from him, I think that's why. You know, she's like going through his phone, checking his computer.
The old she's like a private detective.
Oh, yeah, and she's now setting up these ultimatums, and she's threatening that she's, you know, going after the business. And hopefully he's an equal partner, that she didn't put in most of the money, you know, or that they actually share it equally. where it's not like 60-40.
And if there's no written contract, then it gets messy. If there isn't one. If there's no written contract on business, then a lot of people don't.
But there are papers here, and these papers are pretty concerned about money. So in a set, they'd have to have a settlement, you know. I'm sorry to say, I think he's going to lose a lot. But on the other hand, I always think to myself, if it's a really suffocating relationship.
Yes. What price do you put on freedom?
There it is. That's it. Exactly.
I'm a big fan of freedom, like William Wallace. Anyway, go ahead.
And Melissa, you are, and I can't necessarily say it's with this guy, but I see that you, under Sure to Come True, you are facing the card is marriage. It's a unity like marriage, union like marriage. But nowadays, people just want to have a commitment and not necessarily get married. You know, older people, for instance, they lose their social security if they get married. You know, if you've gotten it from a previous spouse, something like that. So, but it could very likely, in your case, be, resembling marriage, we'll put it that way, and that is coming for you. This guy in this relationship, he may have to stay away for a little bit. What's the matter?
I heard someone's sounds.
Oh.
I don't know, it was,
and
maybe it was in my head.
He'll be sorry. I mean, he will tell you how sorry he is, but he was really trying to protect you, you know, in the process, so just bear that in mind.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't see any malice on his part.
That's important.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the most important thing. Right. Is the malice part or hitting bad plots.
Right.
Weird stuff. Yes.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Melissa.
So, are we still communicating? Are we still communicating? I mean, did you say marriage? Are you saying that I might have been married with him later on?
Yes, but for right now, I think he's got to observe radio silence, all right? And maybe he's not techie to know how to delete stuff. You know, you can have a, what do they call them, private? You can go to private mode on your phone.
Yeah, but that's relative. Typically, you would have to have a criminal act to get somebody to subpoena for that, and that's probably not going to happen on that kind of a financial.
No, but it just turns into more of a.
I know what you're saying, though, is that he might not be savvy enough.
I don't think she wants him so much anymore, Melissa, but she sure as heck doesn't want you to have him either.
If I can't have him, nobody can.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do I do in this case? Yeah, I won't have to have him.
Well, right now, there's not much you can do except wait it out. Jim's going to give you his whatever card you're dealing with.
It is the healing angel card when Deborah is finished.
And I wouldn't try to contact him if I were you. It's going to fall into enemy hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be, if your sense of communication is going to be intercepted by who you do not want to be intercepted by.
So just try to sit and wait it out.
Well, let alone wait to be contacted.
But I think you will.
Say,
yeah, right. You'll be contacted. He misses you. Don't worry about that. He's not ghosting you to get rid of you.
Patience is one thing that you have to try to. I mean, you already are very patient, but you got to keep being patient.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right, let's go.
But basically, I know you got to go. Basically, he's sorting the situation and investigating the situation. But he is very intelligent.
Melissa.
There's a lot of people just kind of retarded.
We'll have to keep reading.
I know you got to go. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to be
that's
here
retardation.
Tomorrow.
We'll be here tomorrow.
We'll be here tomorrow, so you know where to find us.
That sounds fun.
Subject,
okay, thank you, guys.
Bird is anxiety. Yeah.
Anxiety.
We surround you with the healing light of amethyst. That's a crystal, right?
Yes.
take a deep breath and breathe in this beautiful violet light. So apparently when you shine a light through it, you get purplish, right?
Get some real amethyst.
Feel your anxiety melting away. There's nothing to fear.
Thank you.
Need love.
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
That's right. I really think the man cares for you, and he's got the hots for you.
Oh, Lord
so
Jesus
he's
God.
He's going to want to get some sexy
brown chicken, brown cow.
Really? Like the spike? Like Jimbo, you were saying?
Yes.
He needs
a
spike. Like, he wants to put the spike in.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You're going to have a love test.
Yes.
All right. Well, Melissa, you take care now. We can talk with you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shall be here.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Limo, for taking care of her. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Rock on.
Yep. Rock on.
All right, we are going to area code 856, New Jersey. At least that's what the area code says they are.
Hello there.
Welcome, 856.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Who's this?
It's Rosemaria.
Rosemaria.
She was saying hi to us here in the room.
Well, you sound like you're really down.
Yeah, there she is.
Or are you under the weather?
Under the weather.
Oh, boy.
Yucky.
Hope it's not what I had. Wasn't COVID. I tested. But,
yours was quick, at least.
Yeah.
In and out. In and out. Well, I know people at work that have had extended long time bad things.
Yeah. Some people are really suffering. So what's on your mind, my dear?
Yes, indeed.
I was just listening or whatever you guys could give me.
All right.
You're looking for some general stuff.
And we should explain to new people because, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're a brand new person and you say, hey, you never met before, give me a general reading. Oh, yeah, we know nothing about you. And you're going to get like a reading that's, you're going to think, that sucks. Well,
yeah.
Because we don't know anything about you. You didn't give us details. Now, Rosemary and pretty much everybody we've talked to tonight.
We know
they have been here for so much. They can say, just give me a general reading. Like, I already know, like, 90% of shit going on with them. So it won't be so vague. The reading will not be vague. As Rosemary's reading will not be vague.
Well, because I've built that into
the connection. She is a frequent flyer. She's got lots of miles with us. Flyer miles with us. Yes, indeed. All right, Dad, what you got cooking?
Well, let me see. First off, I got to tell you, hon, make sure you take very good care of yourself. Your immune system is weakened. I see this in the cards. You have potential to pick up a secondary virus, okay?
That's what I did.
We already did?
We've got two.
This is a secondary. They never picked it up the last time I went, so I guess this is a secondary.
Yeah, it's very common this time of year, anytime, but especially this time of year.
That kind of a why don't you use the word dangerous kind of place to be?
What?
Because now it's because two viruses attacking our system.
I know what you're saying.
It makes healing more complicated.
Yeah, it depends, and we don't know anything about it. We're not doctors and medical people, so this is not medical advice to let everybody else know. And we don't know anything about her immune system. Everybody's different.
And on a holistic level, I feel that you are very low in vitamin D. And if you don't have a supplement to take, get outside 15 to 20 minutes.
Oh, that's fun.
Especially on a sunny day. Get out there. Even though you're not feeling well, but it's going to really restore your, she's got like a leak, not a leak, you know, she's,
holy crap.
She's lack vitamin D.
She had a deficiency in the vitamin D category.
And sunlight is natural vitamin C.
And it's also good for the brain therapy-wise.
Yeah. It is, really.
Yeah, it is. Because sometimes, you know, it depends on, you know, shit going on with the weather and stuff. Sometimes you don't see sunlight forever, depending on
the
circumstances.
And those that suffer from seasonal affective disorder.
What the hell's that?
That is when there's less light.
Oh, like they do in Alaska, big time.
Sure.
And other, not just Alaska.
And I lived in an apartment when I was working from home over there. Remember how dark it was?
Mm-hmm.
My apartment was super dark. So I went out and got those Swedish light bulbs, or I don't know if they're Swedish. They're from the, up there, where the land of the midnight sun and all that, where you got to be careful to be, like, to sit directly under them. You'll get a sunburn from these lights.
Because that's ultraviolet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, take care of your illness right now. And
look out
also,
for number one.
Something else I see, there is a woman here, a female, who is going to accuse you of something that was not your fault at all. And Rosemaria, I want you to stand up for yourself, okay? She may seem imposing. This would be if, say, you're missing work and you go to work and you might have a female supervisor.
And remember, this is an example.
It's just an example.
It might have nothing to do with what really it is.
But you may have a supervisor, female, standing there saying, you know, with you not being here for these few days, we had to, you know, like call in the National Guard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just to make, it isn't your fault. So I really think you could stand up for yourself and say, if that was the situation, and say, you didn't need me in here sick either. Okay? You
right.
Didn't. Yeah. So things are going to look good for you. Give yourself a couple more weeks.
All right, real quick, your healing angel card subject is miracle.
Oh, nice.
Our rings of light surround you and those you love.
Aww.
This current situation is governed by a higher power. The forces of love are at work. All turn out well.
I think so, too.
So she had a lot of concern with all this going on. Have faith in the angels.
Yes, for sure.
They are trying to remind you that there are forces that you forget about that are at work.
Take care, honey. Get well.
And definitely get well.
Thank you.
You got to get well first.
Stay hydrated.
Do everything to get well first. You have to do that.
Yes, for sure. You want to do it? We can do this.
No, there's nothing.
Oh, we're done.
Thank you so much.
Take care, hon. Bye.
Thanks.
Okay. You know, I think the show is over, say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night. This is the Blockbusters.
Yeah. Thanks, Blockbusters. We love having you with us. Bye-bye now.